I am at the 2012 NAMA boot camp, and sitting beside me is Dr. Dan Thompson from K-State University. And he just got done talking to us, and he conducted Livestock 101 to all the agri-marketers here at the NAMA boot camp. Tell us a little bit about what you wanted to share with us today.
Well, I think the big thing is that understanding that our biggest issues in agriculture, aside from the current drought and things that we're facing, is that we're facing a constant decrease in the number of people involved directly with agriculture, and we're becoming 2, 3, 4 generations removed from the farm. So getting our message out to the consumer and educating the consumer on where their food comes from and kind of downplaying some of the myths that are sensationalized by non-ag groups is some of our bigger issues.
Well, how do you recommend to educate them? What do you think, social media is the answer or other forms of marketing?
Well, I think the biggest thing is understand that 97.5% of Americans eat meat. Mm-hmm. So when I start to think about it, I'm most people aren't sitting around like you and me thinking about the issues day to day. They just go to the store, they buy the product, and go home and enjoy it. And I think that just assuring people, whether it's through social media, through face-to-face message, through visiting with people, being social in general, is important. I think press releases, writing press releases, op-eds, and things that get into the mainstream media are very important. Another aspect is, you know, it seems like we're always trying to get our ag kids to stay in ag, and I think one of the most important areas that we could help our ag kids is in English and arts and sciences and get more of them involved in mainstream media so that we have people that from diverse backgrounds that are reporting to the media to get the right story out, a fair and balanced story.
Very true, very true. What is the take-home message that you want people to attendees here to actually be able to take home and implement in their own companies?
I think the big thing is that we in this country have to become neighbors again, and we have to learn how to trust one another, and getting out, meeting with the consumer, working with their companies to help deliver that truthful ag message. You know, a lot of times we hear this, well, we want to elicit a pro-ag message. Well, I work in agriculture, so I'm for agriculture. And a lot of times what we have to do is we have to be able to point out our issues before somebody else does. And we also have to point out our wins. We're very unlikely to brag because of the way that we were raised in a humble and way in our heritage. And so that kind of handcuffs us a little bit, too, when it comes to playing this game. But, you know, if you can do it, it's not bragging. And we need to go out and tell people what we're doing, not associate it with bragging, but also be able to point out our own mistakes and shortcomings and tell people how we're trying to fix them.
Well, I hear this all the time, and I believe it, but it's a good time to be involved in American agriculture and agriculture across the world. But we seem to always be facing an uphill battle. What is the biggest battle that we are facing?
The biggest battle we're facing is that we live in an affluent country with a bunch of spoiled people. And at the end of the day, I think that the American soul, the soul of America, I think that the what America stands for is as right as rain. And until we're faced with issues or rough times or bad times, we don't normally see it. And you know, just like I said today, a person whose belly's half full has many problems, and a person who's starving has one. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're very fortunate to have the problems that we do have, but it doesn't seem like it on a day-to-day basis because we're constantly bombarded or attacked. At the end of the day, man can't exist without food, and I cannot think of a more honest and noble way of life than being an American farmer or rancher, and I commend people who do it.
Well, basically, we need to get out there and tell our ag story ourselves and not wait for other people to tell it for us. Thank you, Dan. What else would you like to add? Anything?
Nothing much. I sure appreciate the time you spent with me, and thanks for coming to the meeting.
Well, I appreciate the time you've sat down with me. Again, I am Jamie Johansson at the 2012 NAMA Boot Camp, sitting down with Dr. Dan Thompson.